L'yezna shiyef tiyala. Wherever you want to go, go. If you want to go to Yishlayim, go. If you don't want to go, go someplace else. Hey, Allah, Hosea ben Allah wasn't a tzaddik. He didn't tell the Jews now, go on a regal. Like Rashi says on top, Hosea ben Allah, Rosho, he was also a Rosho. Yiftiv, Ayah, Sarah, Ben Yashem. Rak, Loi, Kamalcha, Yisrael, he wasn't as good as Yerovim ben Avot. Vayel, Dekoma, Rak, Shevit, Lasa, Prozdois. He stopped the policeman. V'yom, Le'ez, Shiyot, Yalom, wherever you want to go, you can go. So that's why it was the Yontav, the Chamisho, Sabav, that they stopped the policeman, that you're allowed to go to Yishlaim if you want to. Rav Masnu, Amah, Yom Shenitnu Heruge Beit Lekfura. That was the day after the Goyim killed out this big city Beitar with thousands of Jews. They finally let them bury them on Chamisho Sabav. The Yom Rav Masna, Oysa Yom Shenitnu Heruge Beit Lekfura on Chamisho Sabav. The day that the Malchus then let them bury all the people that were killed then, Tiknu B'Yavna, the Rabbonin and Yavna, made it a Konam, Hatoiv Yemetiv. That's when we start making the Baruch, Hatoiv Yemetiv. In Birchas HaMozoin, we say, Hatoiv Shaloi Hasrichu, that they didn't rot away yet. V'Yametiv Shenitzel L'Kfura, that it's Toiv for us that they didn't rot away, and it was good for them that they was Zoich Hatav L'Kfura. That's when they were Kaveya, this Baruch of Hatoiv Yemetiv. Rabba Rabbi Yosef Yamar Tavayu, Yoim Sheposko Milichras Eitzel Lamarocha. On Chamisho Sabah, the 15th day, that's the day they stopped cutting down the wood to be used for the Marocha for burning on the Mizbeach. Why? Well, the Tanya, we learned like this. Rebeleza Godaloimir, Mechamisho Sabiav Yelich. Like after this, the main part of the summer passed already. So from Chamisho Sabah and Eloch, Toshas Koicha Shachama. The sun, when it comes out, it's not that strong anymore. You don't have the strong heat anymore. Therefore, since the heat wasn't that strong, like the wood wasn't getting that dry the way it was before, so now they didn't cut down the wood anymore to be used for the marocha, to be used for burning on the mizbeach. Because it's not so dry anymore. In other words, there's a kzima, there's a chshiva, a hiddur, to use very dried out wood for the marocha. So they used to cut down the wood up until Chamisho Sabav. Chamisho Sabav, that's when they stop cutting down the wood for the Marochas. So what's the big other? What's the big Yomtif? The Churit shouldn't be called the Yomtif. So soon say, what it means is the Yomtif is, you don't have to do work now and you can merely sit and learn Torah. And Omer Rav Menashia, the Korule Yoim Tav Magal, it was called the day that they broke the Hatchik. That was the day they broke the Hatchik. In other words, you don't have to work anymore. So merely you could use this time up now to learn. Rashi says, Yoim Tav Magal, Shvira Sagarzin Shaposa Kachoit Melach Tevetzin. Yeah. Fighter. And Mikan Viela, from now on, from Chamisho Sabav, to Moisef Yosef. To Moisef Yosef means that the nights get longer than the daytime. So, without the nights are longer, you're supposed to learn more. Or Duloy Moisef, if somebody does not learn, now that the nights are getting longer, if you don't learn more, is Yosef. You'll be taken away. For the Gemara Maya Yosef, what does it mean you'll be taken away? Amar Rabbi Yosef, it's like Beruha Ime. Is that to say your mother will bury you, whereas you'll die younger? So Rashi says like this, Mikan V'yelech, Mechamisho Sabav V'yelech, De Moisef Leila Salayomim. After Chamisho Sabav, then the nights start to get a little bit bigger, and eventually it's going to be like in the summertime, the wintertime, that the nights are much bigger. It's up until then, up until Chamisho Sabav, the days keep on getting bigger and bigger. The Chamisho Sabav, that's the time when the days start to get bigger, and now the nights begin to get a little bit bigger. And what does it get bigger for? La'asek b'Torah, in order to learn Torah. Mela Yosef Chai Machayev. And somebody that does learn Torah by these nights, mela you'll have a longer life. But the Lo Yosef, Shashi La'asek b'Torah b'Leilos, people that don't take advantage of the night time and don't learn Torah at night time, is tikpere imoy kloimar yomaisav leitoy. They'll die before the time. So the chura, that's what it means. That's what this Yom Tov was. The chura, that was the Yom Tov of Chamisho Sabav also. That since they didn't have to start cutting down the wood anymore, so now they could use up the time more to learn Torah. That was the Simcha. Weiter. Then our Mishnah now says another reason. The Mishnah says, what was the greatness of Chamisho Sabav? What happened at Chamisho Sabav? Shebehem Benois Yisrael Yotzim. The Benois Yisrael went out and started to dance, and they told the Bochrim, the boys, look at us. So Tana Rabbanan, it says like this. Bas Melech, so first the Mishnah says that they all used to dress nicely. and they used to borrow dresses one from another. Even the rich ones would borrow dresses from the neighbors, not to embarrass the poor ones that don't have their own clothing. So the bride says like this, Bas Melech Shuelas Mi Bas Kohen. It went down. The Bas Kohen, she was the most choshev one. She borrowed a dress from the one underneath, from the Bas Kohen Godel. Bas Kohen Godel, his daughter, Mi Bas Sagan, borrowed a dress from the one under that, the Sagan next in charge. Ubas Sagan, Mi Bas Meshuach Mechama. He was the next in charge. The special Kohen was Meshuach for the Mechama when they went out to fight. Ubas Meshuach Mechama, Mi Bas Kohen Hejit. The Chol Yisrael Lushalom Zemizeh. Not to embarrass someone that doesn't have a dress. Have all the girls used to borrow nice white dresses from the neighbors. Then the Mishnah says, Kola kelim tumen tfila. Since you're borrowing the dress from your neighbor, maybe your neighbor was a nida and she touched the dress with matamrit, and the zman gemara they're always tor. Therefore, you have to be tevil the dress, put the dress in the mikvah before you use it. Amar Reb Elezer, afilo mukufalim umunachim mukufsa. Even if the dress was mamish folded up nicely in the dresser, still, you have to be afraid. Maybe she touched it before when she was a nida, and when you take it now, you have to be tevil it. B'nais Yisrael yaitzes v'chos v'b'kromim. The B'nais Yisrael went out and danced in the vineyards. Tanim would learn like this. Mi shein la'isha niftin l'shom. They used to give out a cruise and say, whoever wants a shidduch, whoever is not married, go here, come here, and you'll find the shidduch. Mi yuchos v'shebem ayoyim m'bocher. The choshev ones used to say like this. Tanim Rabbonim. Yefifo shebem, the girls that used to look very pretty, Mayo Imris, what did they say? Tenu enechem liyefi. Hey, you boys, look at beauty. Look at me, like I'm beautiful. Sheinish el liyefi, and ish is mainly for beauty. So since I'm nice, look at me. Miyuchos shebem, the girls maybe weren't so pretty, but a co-partner had a big yichus, the father was a chosh of a yid. Mayo Imris, what did they say? Tenu enechem mishpacha. Bachim, look at the mishpachas better. Like, come to me, I have a good mishpacha. The fishain ishel lebonim. The ikar for wife is to have a mishpacha, to have children, and the mela, the kids will be the son of a big Talmud Chacham, a grandson, will be a big yichus for the mishpacha, so it's kedai to marry us, because there will be a big yichus in the mishpacha. The Rashi says, shain ishel lebonim. In bonecha yiyu michosim, if your bonim will be the son of the Rosh Yeshiva, hakel kertzim alayim, we'll have a good shidduch, everybody's going to want to marry him. Bein tchorim ben the kevitz, whether you have a boy or a girl, have a big yichus, it's good. What did the Chiyora Shebem Mahuay Ayimus? What did the ugly girls used to say? They said like this: Kchu Mekchem L'Shem Shemayim. Bochrim, get married L'Shem Shemayim. I mean, don't care if we're not so nice. We're ugly, so what? Do it L'Shem Shemayim. Or Vaita, or Bavad Shetatrunu Bezuvim. But I call upon him after we get married, you make sure you get me a nice golden necklace. After I get married, though, you got to make me look nice. I want to make sure you get me something Tatrunu Bezuvim. Rashi. Shachri and Isun, after we get married, titnu lano tachshitim, give me good jewelry. O milsa biyamu diyamri. They stand said these things, klima. O bavacha titnu lano mabushim noim. They meant to say, even though we're ugly, and you're marrying us Hashem Shemayim, but don't think I plan to dress ugly also. Even though maybe I'm ugly, but I call for Mishnah, I want to dress nicely. So Mishnah, you have to buy me nice dresses. Get to the Gemara of Ashtetl, very, very shver, you know, what is the Gemara saying, and what's the big yotel chemisha sabav, and how do the girls talk like this? So there's a lot of big things here. Exactly what it means, we don't know too much. Yeah. Right, we'll soon say a little bit. Omar Ula, Biroi, Omar Yabaloza, Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just also, what I saw in Sefer Divrei Yecheskel, like, it's very shver. What this big yontav the Chamisha Sabav here is, that the girls went out and told the boys, look at us and try and marry us. Like, they were mamish trying to attract the Bochum, whatever they could. The beautiful one said, look at my beauty. The one that had good yichus, look at my yichus. The ugly one said, no, do l'shem shemayim. I call for my beating to get shidduchim. So what was so great about this Yom Tov, the Mishnah says, lo yehoye Yom Tov l'Yisroel k'chamisha asabav u'kiyem kippur. And mamash, this is the same thing as Yom Kippur. What was so great about this? So, Vayis says, poshes, and you know, shidduchim, getting married, but still, such a meister like this. The Rebbe Cheskel once said like this, there's a lochom that you're allowed to make a shidduch on Chol HaMoed. Even though you can't make nisuyin, or who are on Tisha B'Av also, you're allowed to make a shidduch on Tisha B'Av. You're allowed to make a shidduch. You're allowed to even make erusin. Why? The Mara says, because Shem Yikad Menu Acher. You have to be afraid if you don't make the kedusha now at least, and you don't marry on Tisha B'Av, maybe you wait till Tisha B'Av somebody else will chapa reis. Maybe somebody else will chapa first and marry her. So Gemara is the kasha. How could that be? The Chura, we know that Arboim Yoim Kodim Mitzirah Savlad, it says that Machuz and Shemayim Bas Tlonit Labas Tlonit.
40 days before you're born in Shemayim, they know already who your shidduch is going to be. So in Shemayim, they know who you're going to marry. So what are you telling me now? You're allowed to get married on Tisha B'Av because you're afraid if you don't marry her, somebody else will chop your wife. How could somebody else get her if in Shemayim they're machlis, she's your wife? Somebody else can't take her. So Gemara answers, Shem yikad menu b'tfila. The Gemara says, it's possible the guy could daven to Hashem. That by davening to Hashem, by tfila, even though first it was a gzera, that Yankel is supposed to marry Miriam, and now Yehuda came and loves this Miriam. If Yehuda davens very strong to Hashem, it could be with the Kayach Tfila, you could change over the Gzad Din that Reuben was supposed to marry Miriam, and now Yehuda will chaperoyz. So therefore, since the Kayach Tfila is so great, therefore you're allowed to even get married on Tisha B'Av. Today that this other guy doesn't chaperoyz, doesn't daven hard to Hashem. So what's this, is Mazbo, what's this Indian of davening to Hashem, how could you do it? The fact is, that has to do with the Midas Arachman. There's a Midas Hadin and Midas Arachman. Midas Hadin is, that's the Gzeira. Gzeira is what has to be, is going to be, you can't change it anymore. Rachman is that Hashem Amal has Rachmanis on you. If Hashem sees a guy davening hard to Hashem, Mamish davens always claim Hashem has Rachmanis on you. So even though Hashem already made a Gzadin that Miriam is supposed to get married to somebody else, but Hashem sees you davening very much, Hashem has Rachmanis on you. That's the Midah of Rachmanis. Now, when did the Midah of Rachmanis first come about? So he wants to tell you that that's the Yom Tov Chamisha Sabav. That's the day when Hashem was Mishtatev Midas Rachmim to Midas Adin. It says that Metchila was all about Kodesh Baruch Hu to create the world of Midas Adin. And Hashem saw it can't be, so right away he made up his mind to Mishtatev to make it with Midas Rachmim. Now, when did Hashem start to think about creating the world? The Maestas brought down the world was created on Chaf Hei Belul. Chaf Hei Belul was the day the world was created, and the Mela Adam Rishon was born on Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Adin, on Vav Kriya Bria Salem, according to some shittas like this at least. That the first day of the Bria Salem was Chaf Hei Elul, and on Rosh Hashanah was the day Adam Rishon was created. So Kopon, 40 days before Yetzirah Savlad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts to think about Yetzirah. So that's 40 days before Hashem started to create the world, he started to think about creating the world. So 40 days before Chaf Hei Belul is Chamisha Asabav. So in Chamisha Asabav, that's when Hashem started to think about creating the world. That Hashem started to think, first let's make with Midas Adin. Hashem saw that's no good, so he was made Midas Arachamim. So in Chamisha Asabav, that's when Hashem first made up his mind to make the Midas Arachamim. So now, on Chamisha Asabav, since that's the day of Midas Rachmim, the Bnei Yisroel wanted to show there's a Midas Rachmim by Shidduchim, like we're saying now. Even though really there's no need to go out to dance and tell the Bochrim, marry me, I'm great, I'm nice, I have a Yichus, Chveiz Dut L'Shem Shemayim, what's the need to go out? Yeah, it's Pashat already. Like in Shemayim, Mosaiska Pasin, there's a Gezadin, who you're supposed to marry. But they want to show, no, and Chamisha Asabav is different. Since Chamisha Asabav is the day of Rachamim, so it's possible to daven to Hashem good. If you daven to Hashem good, Hashem will have Rachmanis on you, and Hashem will change the Gzad Din. So that was the big yontif of Chamisha Asabav. Like to show that such a thing by our tefillah, our davening to Hashem, Hashem has Rachmanis on us, and Hashem will listen to us, even if it means to change the Gzad Din. So this is also very good why Taina stands off like this. Like the Mata Omer Sechta Tanis is talking about is, if there's no rain, we have to make Tanisim and daven to Hashem, and all the Gemaras we had at Amal, even after they fasted, Hashem still didn't listen to them, so finally they felt very bad, they broke their hearts, and they daven to Hashem real good, and when Hashem sees you davening real good, Hashem has Rachmanis on you. Then Hashem gives the rain. So it's very good why the Masechta ends off like this. And that's the aside here, that there's a Midas of Rachamim, that when we daven good to Hashem, Hashem has Rachmanis on us. So that's the thing that Shidduchim also. Even this is the biggest chiddush of Rachamim. Even though there's a Gzad Din really 40 days before you're born, who you're supposed to marry, but you have to be careful. Somebody else shouldn't daven real hard to Hashem, and Hashem will change the shidduch because of his tefillah. So here in Chamisha Asabav, we see how great the din of tefillah is. That you can even change the shidduch because of tefillah. The lachas kama v'kama. Whenever we want, not to change the Gzad Din, but we want things to be good to us, we want Hashem to have Rachmanis on us, there's a Tzkoich of davening to Hashem, and Hashem listens to us. Right. Omar Ula Biroi, Omar Rebbe Loza, Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Asay Smochu L'Tzadikim, L'Osir Lovi, Hashem is going to make a circle for the Tzadikim, V'u Yashiv V'Neim, he's going to sit in the middle of the circle, V'Gan Eden in Gan Eden, V'Chol Echod V'Yechod Marav Etzva, all the Tzadikim are going to point to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they'll be able to say, like Shenemba, they're going to say,
they're going to point to Hashem as if this Rashi says, they're going to say, Zeh Hashem kivinu lo, v'yashenu, Zeh Hashem kivinu lo, negidot, this is Rabbi Shavuosim. Also, the Mashah said, this is a Yisoid here, but some to do that in Gan Eden, all the tzaddikim are going to have a point to Hashem and say, yes, you were the Hashem that we were waiting for all the time. Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'yama b'yayimahu, Hini elokeinu zeh kivinu loy, we were waiting for you, V'yashienu, you're helping us, zeh Hashem kivinu loy, this is the Hashem that we were waiting for. Nagilo v'nismucha b'shavosai, we'll all be happy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, and that's going to be in Gan Eden when Hashem is mamash going to sit down with us. Hadim alecha shloisha prokim slikla masechta tainis. Hadim alecha shloisha prokim slikla masechta tainis. Hadim alecha shloisha prokim slikla masechta tainis.